Hi, my name is Mark. I've been working professionally as a web developer since 2009. I got started by making tiny HTML snippets for pay-per-click ads, and my responsibilities have grown tremendously since then. I've got my gripes about this profession, rest assured. I've had my headaches from working with Prototype and Scriptaculous, mucked with no conflicting that alongside jQuery, been worried about what's really inside of NPM packages, and I've been through my fair share of browser wars too. I remember when things were perfect at 960 wide, only to have this thing called responsive web design take foot. Then came progressive web apps and a gnarly series of coin flips on if I should use React, Vue, or Angular. That said, the evolution continues and my enthusiasm remains. I'm doing what I can one keystroke at a time, and I'm good with that. Recording out of North County, San Diego, I'm here to help put my city's digital savants on the forefront, talk tech, and find the proper moments of rest before burnout becomes a reality. So sit back and enjoy these next few minutes, and welcome to All Web SD. This episode is brought to you by the AI Exchange. Are you a professional tired of overly complicated, difficult, or time-consuming processes? Overwhelmed by all of the AI buzz? Do you need a single resource that could truly be your foundry in all things related to AI? Then check out this course, Prompting for AI Operations, brought to you by the AI Exchange, and get ahead in the AI revolution. Learn to break down business goals into tasks that can be executed by ChatGPT, and go beyond copy-paste and develop Prompting Sense, which helps you take your prompts to the next level. Just visit this link or click on the AI Exchange banner on the homepage of allwebsd.com.
Pat Sajak all together.
There you go. You know?
All right, so, you know, I've likened myself. I wanted to start off here because this is where I can be as empathetic. I am simply Mark Reyes of allwebsd.com. I am a web developer storytelling out of America's finest city, and I've likened and attracted myself more so to being this type of characteristic you call a kilobyte contributor. So in a nutshell, what is a kilobyte contributor?
Okay, that is starting at our, if you will, I don't want to say lowest as far as, but
that's where I'm at.
A kilobyte is our dedicated friends that share our vision and provide non-financial support. So we recognize that we work with a lot of nonprofit. We work with individuals that are interested in what we do and become ambassadors. And so just at the simplest form, you know, as far as sharing resources, being able to have volunteers that come in. So they're basically, they share our vision. They know what we're doing and they like what we're doing, but there's no money exchanged other than just being able to support each other in any way that we can. So it's at our very basic level because we don't want to exclude anybody. Just because you're not able to donate financially, you know, of course, there's time, there's talent, things of that nature, right? And so we left the kilobyte contributor open specifically for individuals that want to just be able to come alongside of us and say, hey, you know, we like what you're doing. We want to join your team. You know, let us be your ambassador and talk about what you do.
If you had, let's say you could cast that magic spell or have full control of every unknown variable and things of that nature, and you had it your way, Teresa, not from your broader SDFF group. I know that a lot of people sit right behind that wall with you and y'all collaborate together. But if Teresa, I want to know from Teresa's heart, what kind of individual do you look for in order to say, hey, that person right there or that person across the street right there could be a kilobyte contributor? Give me some characteristics that you're looking for here from the people we see here every day here in San Diego.
So I could tell you mamas and papas.
Mamas and papas?
Yeah, they have dads.org. I don't know if you're aware of that, dads.org. Dads that are really involved in their child's life. And so I would definitely get individuals that want to be involved in youth education, if you will, as far as the digital bridge is concerned, as far as digital literacy concerned, volunteering. Right. So the dads and the moms for sure. But also youth too, as far as ambassadors are concerned, because I'll be very honest with you, Mark. I used to be cool. I don't know what cool is anymore.
I don't know what cool is anymore either. I think decade over decade, the definition of cool changes. Yeah. The definition of cool changes relative to where you stand in the timeline. these
so,
days.
But so, but being able to bring individuals in that can be ambassadors for us that, you know, that are in college level, coming out of high school, they really are key to us because they can spread the word in ways that I can't.
Right.
And so that's what I look for. Individuals that can spread two things. Individuals that can spread the word in ways that I can't because of the circle of network of circle that they have, but also organizations or individuals that have a megaphone.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. Yeah. Do you find, have you found anything promising from the current set of, what is it, interns or people just onboarding straight from the high schools and things of that nature that you feel are, they've got it? Like if you were to uproot from that part, because again, you're a different era of cool. I am as well. We're all different variations and generations mm-hmm. here. When you look for that younger generation, let's call it out there right then. All right. The Gen Zs that are out there, the
yes.
Gen Alphas that are out there.
Yes.
What particular from them could you see outside? Because you've obviously addressed by saying, and I want to get this one after the fact too now, is a dads.org or
yes. Dads through Say San Diego.
Oh, dads.org.
So,
okay.
So it just happened because we donate to a lot of nonprofits, over 2,000 nonprofits. Well, I know quite a few nonprofits.
Gotcha. Okay.
That do the work that they do.
That's interesting. I'm definitely going to have to zoom in on that and go down their rabbit hole in a little bit. But back to the younger crowd out there. And, you know, if I'm miscommunicating, I apologize.
Nope.
I don't speak in memes. They do a lot better than I do. But if you could, if from the things that you notice, the characteristics of the most successful interns that you've had at SDFF, whether it be by the high schools that you incorporate or otherwise, what have you seen, like the special ones, if you will, honestly, like who, when you see those types of individuals, she or he, ooh, you could be an individual kilobyte contributor, or I like what you're doing. Like, what are the key attributes of today's generation that you see that could be a kilobyte contributor?
Well, I can tell you now that we've had quite a few that come through. And matter of fact, I'm probably going to owe two of the students from Hoover High a pizza because they were just so confident that they're coming in. They started a little bit late, 2 weeks late, and they're no problem. We will make up. We are going to win this competition. When you see that kind of excitement, and they're already looking at schedules. They're looking at how much time they have available so that they can put some extra time into it. Whoa, what are you doing? And being able to have that conversation with them and capture where they're at. The one issue that I do find is being able to get them to open up. But
gotcha.
When you do and you make that connection and you stop and you talk, you know, then they open up. I haven't been real successful, but I'm working on that in regard to what I found is it's easier for them to talk when they're in a little group. They're more comfortable.
That is true. They're more comfortable. And
yes.
Honestly, too, so am I. When you're in your smaller
That's
network.
True, huh? That's true.
That's true. It's agnostic of age.
Yes.
It's pretty much that's just, I guess I need a sociologist or something, someone that's got a little more educated in that to describe it better than me, but you feel more comfortable with your closer network before you expand to the outer world.
Exactly.
Yeah, that I get.
But the ones that have come through that are excited about it, they come in and get the job done. They just zoom through the program. But one issue that I will talk about, if you don't mind,
absolutely.
To the Digital Bridge program is that most workforce development agencies are limited in regard to the hours that they can provide for the interns. And
okay.
So we want to be confident that the individual that goes out into the community is able to talk, you know, be a tech, help desk technician and being able to know what they're talking about, right? And that doesn't give a lot of time for the book study, the hands-on, and then that little bit of time for the community. I mean, yeah, for the community tech outreach. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But we feel that that's really important because what do you do when you're a help desk technician? You solve problems. But now you have to do it in person and communicate that with that individual in a non-touch environment where we're not taking apart computers, but we are letting you know about how to not bring your computer home, set it up, plug it in, and then just get online. No. What about password protection? What about security? What about fire? You know, these things that we need to also teach the public.
And that's what actually I found when I did a tour earlier this year with your group was you had some subtle flyers out there in strategic areas. I think it was I'm going to butcher the term, but go with me for a moment. You have a learning center or a computer lab there where you teach. And I was talking to the accessibility staff that you have there that help if you're limited in hearing or with sight and things of that nature. You all supplement there and teach along the way. Getting to know those groups that you work with, your coworkers there, I picked up a sheet of paper and you all actually have a nice comprehensive one sheet front and back on stuff that you just touched upon on password management or website security. You know what a secure website looks like with HTTPS and things like that. There were subtle details. How did you even do a Google search? And I know it seems like for those of you that are spoiled by knowing how to do that, take it with a grain of salt. Not everyone does.
Not only this, Mark, but we're, just so you know, we as a society, for the first time in history, those baby boomers that we just spoke about are going to outnumber, are going to be the largest population in the world. And we're looking at that within a couple of years here. And we don't have the infrastructure for that. I'm bringing that up because there's also the need where that's the generation that didn't want technology, that needs help with the technology. And so what is going to be the ramifications of them not knowing how to proceed with that technology? And you have that big of a group that's going to need those needs, those services.
And that big of a group that honestly are getting older. And guess what? My group is going to get older too, and the group following me is going to get older too. So there's a lot of opportunity there to solve for those gaps. What they are, yet to be determined, or you kind of already know through common sense, but there are people. So we just need to be thoughtful of that along the way. So, all right.
There's your kilobyte contributor.
Yes.
We wanted to make sure that, you know, you don't have to have money to come in and or any kind of financial funding. We want to give everybody different levels to be able to come in and walk alongside of us across the bridge.
Absolutely. Shoot. If I had more means, I would definitely level up my contribution, rest assured. I'll let you know when we hit the jackpot on this end. But do you have any final thoughts on the kilobyte contributor before we go on this one?
No, just that we're celebrating the spirit of partnership, right, in the community. Yes, that's what we're really about. We're about improving lives. And I can tell you firsthand, that's what we do. I mean, we're able to improve lives, literally. I've seen it. For example, with our foster families that we donate computers to, I mean, some of those transitioning foster youth, a lot of them are homeless. And that computer allows them, that laptop allows them to find, you know, a place to sleep, can be able to get food, just your very basic needs.
Yes, you know? Necessities. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. So, that's what we're in the business of. That's what we do.
The safe, in my view, it's always going to be this. And I know that's a bigger issue in the topic of homelessness. Every city, county, state here in these 50 states are impacted by it. I know there's not one holy grail or one size fits all answer for each of them, because each economy, each dynamic is completely different. However, I'm glad to hear that you're crossing over into some aspect of that to help solve for that in whatever indirect way that you can. And those are episodes and conversations in long form by themselves. And
I do want to mention, just so you know, that all web. San Diego is on our kilobyte contributor list.
Hey, thank you.
So is 211. So is San Diego Tech Hub. Continuing, I mean, just so many.
Big shout out to San Diego Tech Hub because they're
Claude Jones and what he's doing over there. It's just wonderful, and the whole board. Wow.
Shout out to you guys over at San Diego Tech Hub. But today is about the contributions. Do you have anything else before that? Because I'm itching to get to the next one.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
All right. Thanks again for listening in. Remember, I'm here to foster innovation through conversation. So if you'd like to continue this discussion or any topics previously discussed, go head first into our Discord server by clicking the link on the footer of allwebsd.com. Otherwise, you can find me on occasion at San Diego Tech Hub's monthly meetups. For more details on that, go to meetup.com/San Diego Tech Hub. Thanks and aloha.